When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
More than ever in these times, we have this need for instant gratification and to get something done as quickly as possible. But let me tell you why that may not be the quickest way to success. I spoke to a trader this morning who was like, "Akil, I want to learn harmonics." I said, "Do you teach harmonics?" I said, "Do I?" Yeah, I do. And he said, "Shoot me." He said, "What's the pricing?" So I shot him the link over to the Tier 1 Trading. Close your ears, OG, because I might have turned down a sale. He's like, "Okay, I only have enough money to afford a month." And I told him, "You probably shouldn't sign up." Now, why do you think I said that, though? Again, probably a horrible business practice, but why do you think I said that you shouldn't sign up? Or I think I say you should wait. Yeah, not enough time. So the trader has a, and I don't know this trader. I could be 100% wrong, but just gone off past kind of experiences. So a trader has a specific thing they want to learn. They want to learn harmonics, which is good. But naturally, when there's one thing you want to learn in a course, if you're in a rush, you tend to go to that one thing. So I took this speed course this summer, and it's a pretty long course, right? There it's a lot of modules. There's like a lot of hour long videos. It's a pretty long course. And I've been coaching for 15 years, so I know a lot about speed. I know pretty much the basics, and this thing starts off, it's a lot of beginner stuff. And I was so tempted to kind of just like read through the outline and skip to the part that I wanted to see and ignore everything else. But because I had time, I knew I had all summer to take it before our season got started, I took the time and I went through everything that in order. And a lot of the stuff I knew, but I did learn new stuff. I did like, oh, okay, I never thought about that way. Or, oh, that's a new drill that can accomplish the same thing. Now, imagine if I would have taken that course a month before the season started. Do you think I would have taken time to kind of go through everything and the way it's laid out and watch all the hour-long videos that I know everything about already? No, I would have went through the outline and I would have said, you know what? Oh, that's what I want to learn. Let's skip straight to that. So what I would anticipate a trader doing, if you know you have a month, right? You have that time scarcity. I've got a month on the platform before they boot me out, right? I've got to accomplish my goal before that month is up. And if my goal is to learn about harmonics, am I going to go through the basics course? No. Am I going to go through foundation one? No. Foundation two? No. Maybe I go through it, but I just kind of go, click, 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 click. Okay. Just to make it feel like I completed a task. But most likely, I'm going to go to the section which I want to learn about, and I'm going to spend my limited time on that section. And if we've learned anything in the past, right, we've had conversations over the last 2 weeks with, I forgot the trader's name, but the trend continuation trader, who's probably in the same situation because he's not with us anymore. I mean, he's alive. That sounded bad. He's alive. He's just not with us on Tier 1 Trading. Got to be careful. But my guess is that it's the same situation. It was like this guy had a month and was like, I got to learn as much as possible before it's up. And if you remember the conversation we had, what was the major flaw? I'm like, did you go through Foundation 1? He's like, kind of. Did you do the action items? Not really. I kind of just skipped straight to the mastery. And then it was no surprise that this dude was looking for bullish trend continuation trades in a bearish trend. And again, I don't mean that as any disrespect, but it's a good example. I was the same way. So I don't mean as any disrespect. I was a trend trader that couldn't identify a trend. So I did the same thing. But for you guys that were in the Q&A in the live room when we did the breakdown, we were scratching our heads, remember? Like, he was like, okay, I have this example of this bullish continuation trade. Can you take a look at it? I'm like, yeah, sure. Shoot me the pair and the time frames. Like, Aussie dollar 60-minute chart, like April 7th, 2020. I'm like, okay, let's go over there. And it's like, we're like, bullish? Like, this thing's going straight down, straight from top left corner to bottom right. Like, one of the like, workshop example type of deals. And we're sitting here like, are we on the right time frame? Like, you know, I mess up time frames sometimes. You said 60, right? And we're like, where was it? Oh, no, it was at 4 o'clock. Bullish? It was one of those deals. So again, I don't say that to poke fun, but I use it as an example of like when you don't understand the other stuff, it's very hard to understand the stuff that you actually want to accomplish. So yeah, my biggest fear when someone says, hey, I have a month, is that they're going to rush. And I can tell you firsthand, if you're going to rush, you're going to fail. And two things, right? You're gonna fail and you're going to be out of a month's worth of money, right? So it's like a lose-lose. Not only do you probably learn nothing that's relevant, or at least not enough to be usable, but you're out of a month's worth of money. So I told him this morning, like, hey, it's probably not worth it if you only plan on spending a month. Save up. I would say this, if there were a time period, I would say at least a 3 month. Obviously, a year is going to be the best. We see a massive difference in the traders that commit to a year because they're in no rush. And you've probably heard it in many of the accountability sessions where, you know, someone comes on and is like, yeah, I signed up for a year. So you know what? I got plenty of time to kind of go through things the right way because I'm already locked in. I can take my time and learn. So that's going to be the best, but I would say 3 months, because I think 3 months is enough time to get through the course content and understand it. 3 months is also that time that it usually takes to kind of uninstall a bad habit and install a good habit. So even if you don't get through all the course content, I think being around the environment, being around the community, 3 months is enough time to kind of get rid of the old thoughts that you had before about trading and reinstall some good ones. And even if you don't learn, even if you don't have the time to learn everything that you want to learn, at least you kind of know the path. And I think that's important, where you may leave here not having a strategy, not having the chance to do backtesting, but you leave here and you know kind of, hey, this is what I need to focus on moving forward. And I think that's very important as well, versus the 1 month person there where it's like they don't really have those skills. So who's the lawnmowers coming, of course. Cool day, got the window open, get some fresh air in here, lawnmowers coming. But yeah, so I think a month is way too short. And true, Orsi says it also depends on how much free time you have. You're right. Like that's a very good point. For someone who is unemployed or off from work for a month, that's a lot different than someone who's working 9 to 5. Because you know what? For someone that has nothing better to do, they can accomplish more in a month than someone can in 6 months. That's a very good point. So your situation does kind of dictate the learning curve. That's a very good point. But yeah, at least you can take notes. And you know, we'll see that a lot from a lot of people, Bobby, where we'll see someone be like, hey, I only got 3 months. And a lot of time it's like military people, where it's like they're on, you know, they've just gotten out of an assignment. They got 3 months or 6 months, and they got to go back. And they'll be like, hey, can I learn this in 6 months? And I said, you can learn enough. And then they kind of come back later. But yeah, I scared them. Hopefully I scared them off. I said, wait until you have, I didn't say 3 months, but I said, wait until you have a little bit more money to make a better time commitment. But yeah, I think that's important. I think if you rush, it's like rushing anything else. You're going to make mistakes, and you're eventually going to have to go back and correct them, which is just going to cost you more time and ultimately more money. So give yourself at least 3 months. guys enjoyed the show, if you get a chance, check out my new YouTube channel. It's called Akil Stokes hashtag shorts, just Akil Stokes shorts. I don't know, Akil Stokes shorts, type it in, you'll get there. But it's really quick, short, 1 minute quick tip videos meant to help you on a daily basis or whenever you need to pick me up with your trading and entrepreneurial journey. So just head over to youtube.com, find a little search thing, type in Akil Stokes shorts, and there should be maybe almost 100 videos up there already for you to check out.